Let's bring together everything we've discussed so far. The designer will choose metals based on 1. The requirement of the process conditions and consideration for corrosion. For oxygen distribution systems where there is no contact with the process media, typically carbon steel or stainless steel are used. Further consideration is required when selecting material for the interface location of the oxygen and process fluid. 2. Determination of the minimum wall thickness for design pressure to meet pressure piping design code. 3. Whether the selected material is within the defined limits of pressure, material thickness, and oxygen purity to be exempt. 4. If the material is outside the defined limits, the non-impingement velocity and the impingement velocity for the design condition are required. 5. Then, size the pipe using the non-impingement velocity. This assumes that your piping design will be non-impingement design. 6. Finally, review the piping system for impingement locations or change in pipe diameter and evaluate if the resulting velocity is within the allowable impingement velocity curve. If the velocity exceeds the impingement velocity, then an exempt material must be used. Any metal listed in Appendix B of EIGA Doc 1320 may be used without velocity limitation below its exemption pressure. If a metal is above its exemption pressure, the designer will check that the velocity remains below the impingement velocity curve. Carbon steel, stainless steel, and other exempt materials may be used in impingement sites if the velocity is below the impingement velocity curve. If the velocity is above the impingement velocity curve, exempt materials must be used, or alternative measures must be taken to mitigate risks. In non-impingement sites, for velocities below the non-impingement velocity curve, any metal may be used. Exempt materials must be used for velocities above the non-impingement velocity curve. Metals other than carbon steel and those specified as exempt in specifications such as EIGA 1320 are by best practice considered high risk and not used without a detailed risk assessment. Aluminum and titanium alloys should never be used without an oxygen hazard analysis. This analysis must be conducted by a person with experience designing and evaluating the application of these materials based on industrial precedent.